Texas, Illinois, Baltimore, Tennessee, California. Where am I missing?
Hi, Donna.
Yeah, this is Shola. I'm in New York.
New York. And what was the name again?
Shola.
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 Mm-hmm. And I thought I heard Dwayne from Mount Shasta.
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
Yes, Dwayne from Mount Shasta.
Hi.
Hi.
Great. We have Shane from Mount Shasta on, too.
Oh,
anybody
great.
Else come on?
Yeah, this is Susan in Wisconsin.
Susan in Wisconsin.
Hi.
Okay, Susan, Wisconsin. Susan Costello?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Anybody else?
Irene from Philadelphia.
Irene from Philadelphia. Great. Okay. Anybody else?
Hi, this is Bojana from New York.
From New York. Okay. Can you spell that?
Hello.
Hello.
Bojana, B-O-Z-E-N-A.
Well, welcome from New York. Great. Well, we're all over the place.
Hello, everybody. This is Donna. Can you hear me?
Okay. We'll be quiet now.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
We have a wonderful – oh, hi, Shola. We have a wonderful class coming tonight. It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to let Marlene, if she's – Marlene, are you on there yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to mute everybody, so you'll have to hit star 6, Marlene, after I mute. So I'm going to do that right now so we won't have a lot of unusual and unnecessary noises in the background. Okay. Go ahead, Marlene.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you. You can go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Well, good evening, everybody. We'd like to get acquainted with you and learn more about you, introduce you to others in your area, and if you would like to know like-minded people, you can contact us. We have friends from all over the world who would also like to meet you. Would you like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities? Let us know. You're invited to share any prayer requests with us at the end of this class, which occurs at approximately 9:15 Central Time. So we have a HeartShare team, and our active team members are Barbara, Cindy, Donna Kors, Dwayne, Lenore, Donna Dragan, Sharon, and myself, Marlene. Now, we present this class, and we are available to answer questions, to find out answers, to pray with you, and to encourage you. And if any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Kors or Barbara Gabbert or any of the team members. And we also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that's invited to this class. So we are composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by emanating light as directed by our Father, Mother, God, and higher beings. And the Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background. We're Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. So we work closely with the Ascended Masters, who are those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and they now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us towards our ascension. And the mission for the Heart Center community is, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. So we got a really wonderful class tonight with Saint Germain and David Lewis. David Lewis is our founder and our spiritual teacher. And you'll find out what to expect this year and how to prepare. So if Lenore's on the phone, I'd like to see if you could give us a brief introduction to this beloved master. Are you there, Lenore? Hit star six.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I am going to share just a few of Saint Germain's embodiments, and I'm going to read to you from The Masters in Their Retreat by Mark L. Prophet and Elizabeth Clare Prophet. The thing before I start, I just want to mention that when I was going through this, I noticed this thread of contact, this thread that goes through Saint Germain's embodiments. He's had so many embodiments where he was a prophet. The first one I want to share with you is the 11th century BC. His embodiment is the prophet Samuel. He was an outstanding religious leader, serving as the last of Israel's judges and the first of her prophets. He is traditionally named alongside Moses as a great intercessor. Saint Germain also was embodied as Saint Joseph, the father of Jesus and the husband of Mary. In the 5th century, Saint Germain was embodied as Merlin, alchemist, prophet, and counselor at the court of King Arthur. In some traditions, Merlin is described as a godly sage who studied the stars, and his prophecies were recorded by 70 secretaries. Later, Saint Germain was Roger Bacon, philosopher, Franciscan monk, educational reformer, and experimental scientist. In his day, Roger Bacon was renowned for his exhaustive investigations into alchemy, optics, mathematics, and languages. Saint Germain was also embodied as Christopher Columbus. Columbus believed that God had made him to be, quote, the messenger of the new heaven and the new earth. And he had a vision about his mission, and that was, he saw it as to bring a flame and a truth to the world. He was certain that he had been divinely selected for his mission. He studied the biblical prophets, writing passages related to his mission in a book of his own making entitled Prophecies. Then later, as Francis Bacon, he was a philosopher, statesman, essayist, and literary master. Bacon, who has been called the greatest mind the West ever produced, is known as the father of inductive reasoning and the scientific method. And we have been led to understand that it was actually Francis Bacon who wrote the Shakespearean plays. He took his ascension at the end of that embodiment on May 1st, 1684. Desiring above all else to liberate God's people, after Saint Germain sought and was granted the dispensation from the Lords of Karma to return to earth in a physical body, he appeared as Le Comte de Saint-Germain, a miraculous gentleman who dazzled the courts of the 18th and 19th century Europe, where they called him the Wonder Man. Working behind the scenes, Saint Germain attempted to effect a smooth transition from monarchy to representative government and to prevent the bloodshed of the French Revolution, but his counsel was ignored. Even prior to this, Saint Germain had turned his attention to the New World. He became the sponsoring master of the United States of America and of her first president, inspiring the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The name Saint Germain comes from the Latin, Sanctus Germanus, meaning simply Holy Brother. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lenora. That was wonderful. Okay, so we do not have to be perfect to be friends with the masters. They want to be our friends, and they're here to serve us. Okay, so I suggest that you have a pen and a paper, and you may use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. And they only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and your hands are then free. Sometimes they work better than a cell phone. So we keep callers muted to eliminate the background noise. So we have muted you. Now, there may be questions or comments. And if that happens, you just press star 6 so we can hear you. And we ask that you be fairly brief so we can finish on time. When you're finished speaking, you can press star 6 again, and you will be muted again. We appreciate that. Okay, so is there any one of the HeartShare team members that would like to give an invocation for the class? If there is, hit star 6.
This is Barbara. I would be happy to give an invocation for the class.
Great.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, I call to the heart of beloved Saint Germain and his Portia to be with us tonight to place his electronic presence over each one that is gathered on this call. Help us to be one mind, one body, one heart together as we receive the teachings and the energy and the great love and freedom of our beloved Saint Germain, our Knight Commander. Help us to be stalwart knights and ladies of the flame and stand with him and stand for America and for freedom and justice wherever we are. Thank you for this opportunity to be together tonight. Bless each one and keep us in your care today and always. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Okay, so now we're going to do a breathing meditation. So we do a breathing meditation that's also called pranayama to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Now consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. So let's close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. And then with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows. That's the location of your third eye chakra. So see your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light that's entering every cell of your body. Now, Mother Mary said that the Holy Spirit is of a feminine gender, so we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now, follow me as I say a mantra and I give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. And each statement is to the count of 8. So let us do this one time. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out her light. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. So this is just a wonderful breathing meditation. And you can also say, I breathe in my solar presence. Or you can say, I am resting in my presence. Whatever is easier for you. So tonight, we'll share together a prayer to Archangel Michael, and this should be on the back of your snail mail letter, or it was sent to you by email. Now, you are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. So please repeat the prayer with me one time. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me, and all who are on this call from all distractions and technical problems. Allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life onto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our Mother Earth. Okay, so the next thing we'll do is a song called The Gift of Love. It's in our songbook. It's number 122. And so I think Donna will play the song at this time. Donna?
Yes, I will do that. Some of you, I hope most of you, received a copy of the song by email or by snail mail, one or the other, and you may sing it along with us. You will only hear the song. You will not hear the rest of us singing. So it's a song about love, and it's a very important song, and it will put you in the right frame of mind, hopefully, before we start the actual class part here with Saint Germain on prophecies. So here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a couple of little announcements, and then we will go right into the class. We want to invite you to join us during our spring conference. We call it our Spring Equinox Meru University event, and it's on Jesus, on the New Jerusalem, and the New Age. And it'll be March 20th through 22nd in Livingston, Montana. And it will also begin the way for Melchizedek's classes or releases for 12 Sundays that begin March 22nd. And if you have any questions about how to join us for any of this, we would welcome them. Consider joining us also in Livingston at our summer conference, June 20th through 24th, to hear the new Essene teachings for Aquarius. Both of these classes can be heard online through your computer and sometimes through phone lines. You have to just check with us and we'll help you. Our next Heart Share class will be on Wednesday, February 25th. We usually have them on the last Thursday of the month, but this time it'll be on the last Wednesday of the month. It'll be Wednesday, February 25th, because there's something else coming up on the 26th that we need to attend to. And this class will explain what a certain cosmic being has to tell us about the new light. Actually, I believe it's cosmos. He tells us about this new light next month that is descending into us, and how do we welcome it, receive it, and what do we do with it, and how will it change us? We have a wonderful new book coming out shortly by Saint Germain on alchemy. Please pray with us for its success. It'll be very soon, and it will help you a lot in understanding and adjusting to this new age. We have another book that came out last year called Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. This also has helped me tremendously in adjusting to all that is happening to us right now, physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Now, tonight, our information from Saint Germain comes from a very recent radio broadcast that David Lewis did with the Transformational Talk radio station. And for me to get an hour recording into our class in about 30 to 35 minutes requires that I make some adjustments during the class, so I require your patience. I will not be saying much during this broadcast recording of the prophecies until the end. At the end, you will learn some more about the astrological forecasts that confirm what Saint Germain tells us and gives a few more details and important elaborations. We want you to feel free to ask questions at the end of the broadcast part. We will tell you when that is. For those who have prayer requests, we will do this after the broadcast recording and the astrological observations that we're going to share. We are happy to print out and mail to you our heart streams if indicate that you would like them after you have attended our class. If you can't attend our class and you want the heart stream, contact us and let us know, and we will help you with that. Call me or call Barbara. Our phone numbers are on our emails and snail mails, or call anyone you know from our team if you would like a copy of the heart streams. And I want you to know I'm sending a copy of tonight's class to John Bosley and to John Roberts because they asked. That's all you have to do. Also, if you can listen to our broadcasts and many other events by calling on your cell phone or landline phone daily, we sent the numbers to you on our past snail mails and our emails. You can pick out any number, it doesn't matter, and just follow the directions. And if you have a problem or questions, give us a call. And with that, now I'm getting ready to start our class. And I do appreciate your patience tonight because this is going to be different for me. Okay. David Lewis starts saying, who is this guy, Saint Germain? And we heard all about him from Lenore. So we will just hear a little bit of that, and then I'm going to move on so we can cover more of the wonderful things that that Saint Germain through David Lewis has to say. So here we go.
Who is this guy, Saint Germain? Well, for those who may accept the reality of reincarnation, he was embodied as Joseph, who Catholics know as Saint Joseph, who was the father of Jesus. And, you know, this was a pretty special guy who was chosen to be the father of one that would be called the Lord and Savior throughout the entire planet of Christendom. So in one of his embodiments.
Now, the rest of it was shared by Lenore, so hold on while I move us up here a little bit. I may come in at times in the middle of a sentence. Just have to bear with me because it's kind of hard to do.
Are often, you know, they're just crazy. And we see violence. We see the reaction to the shooting of the unarmed black youth and individuals, both in Missouri and then what happened in New York. And the violence continues. Where will it all end? What will transpire? What does the year 2015 bode? What are the portents, the omens that we can look toward? And what does Saint Germain have to say about this?
Okay. I'm moving us up a little bit further here because we have different intermissions that are required on radio programs. It takes a little longer. So we'll start in just a minute.
Saint Germain says that the will, wisdom, and love of God, working through initiates of light, will be active in the affairs of mankind in a tangible and accelerated fashion throughout the coming year. There are many devotees of light in numerous spiritual movements, religions of all kinds, who have as their primary focus the invocation of light through prayer, meditation, through inner silence. And these will continue to, through their inner collaboration and a vast array of light and radiance, assist the ascended masters and hosts of light, including angels of the sacred fire, in blessing the earth with great light energies and frequencies for the awakening of mankind. This is what is occurring now. Many are awakening to their divine source. They are feeling the impulses of this awakening deep within their souls and their beings. And many are being called to a higher purpose, to understand the dynamics of what life is about, their purpose, their mission. And so because many light bearers throughout the world, and it doesn't really matter what religion or religious persuasion they are of, are all on the inner collaborating to bring in this new awareness and all of its possibilities.
Hang in there. We're moving up a little bit here again.
I am David Christopher Lewis, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And today, the Master Saint Germain, who is a master alchemist and a master of freedom and divine love, is sharing directly to our listening audience his prophecy for 2015. The number 2015 numerologically adds up to 8. 8 is the sign of infinity and is symbolic of integration. In esoteric terms, 8, as this number of integration, is considered tantamount to Buddhic awareness. There is an infinite potential of divine light for humanity to tap into in order to solve its problems. And this can be done through the eighth ray of integration, which requires what the Ascended Masters call ruby love, which is accelerated or concentrated love. Ruby love is often tough love. It requires that we look directly and squarely at the reality of things as they are, as they exist now, and decide to take proactive measures in order to bring forth the highest God good in our lives. True spirituality urgently necessitates that we become conscious ones. And what does that mean? That we are awakened, fully awakened and enlightened to what is occurring in the world. In order to resolve the major issues and the potential crises that destiny dictates in one sense because of the law of karma, through the outplaying of the cycles of light and darkness, we know that what goes around, comes around. And what this means is that the energy that we put out to the universe returns to us. So if we put out love, we will receive love back.
Okay. Hold on a minute.
Well, the Master says that greater numbers of people around the world are awakening to these new opportunities to discover and utilize the spiritual keys that we all have access to in order to solve our planet's problems through dynamic interpersonal change. In order to solve the problems of the world, we have to change individually. We cannot dictate or mandate that change occurs outside of ourselves, and those who attempt to do so by violence will learn the hard lessons that come because violence only breeds greater violence. Those who have used the nonviolent approach, such as Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and others, have brought about massive planetary transformation. And nonviolence is the way and the true wave of the future for the youth and those who desire change if they truly understand all of these inner dynamics that are manifesting right now. The reactivity that we're seeing through various social interactions and even through the media in many ways, and what the media portrays will not get us to the ends that we collectively desire. Gaining mastery at conflict resolution will become crucial to meet life's many challenges, personally, within our families, our businesses and communities, and ultimately within the greater world at large.
Okay, moving on here a little bit.
That we are all connected, that we are all brothers and sisters of the same Father, Mother, Divine One. Saint Germain says that another master named El Moria Khan has said that the second tenet of every religion, after the first tenet, which is to love and adore the Creator with all of our heart, mind, and strength, the second tenet should be that we accept and respect and have tolerance toward every other faith or religion. If all religions had this as their second tenet, we would have peace instantly upon the earth. The same value, of course, should hold between nations, races and ethnic groups, and all other types of groups. Consider if true brother sisterhood were to exist upon the earth in this vein, we would see such a transformative power of self-realization manifesting worldwide, that we would literally be catapulted into this new awareness and consciousness of peace, prosperity, and of the all possibilities of abundance, grace manifesting in so many divine ways.
Okay. It takes an intermission here, so let me move ahead a little bit past that.
Will be compelling greater transformational change.
He says here that people everywhere, especially the youth, will be compelling greater transformational change.
To occur through transparency in all areas of life, especially in the fields of health, and within this field, and the natural health field in particular, within education, government, the economy, immigration, the environment, and as we have seen recently in law enforcement. This focus on the eighth ray of integration throughout this year coming will accelerate a sense of urgency for people to live in true integrity, to be truthful, to be honest, to be real. Those who attempt to hide the truth in any way from mankind at large will continue to be exposed again and again and again, the Master says, and brought low. Those who are the instruments for the exposition, exposing of truth, though often initially scorned or hailed as traitors, like Edward Snowden, will eventually be seen as intrepid heroes and heroines who were willing to take a stand for the truth and speak in the face of the lie and of those who are attempting to put limits on our freedom, and who are attempting in any way to control our minds, our wills, our hearts. Exposés on the manipulation of our economy, especially, will continue and cause a greater stir in the financial sector, with greater numbers of often high-ranking officials or individuals within the financial sector being humbled and brought to accountability. And even though the powers that were will continue to attempt to protect their moneyed interests, the truth will prevail and the people will know through various media what is transpiring. The powers that were will continue to attempt to hide from the masses their strategies, their plans, their so-called work. However, greater numbers of defections will manifest from within these circles, allowing the exposure of certain dark deeds to the world through especially the alternative media. The regular media is primarily controlled by a cadre of those who like their money and like their power, and they are not prone to allow for certain aspects of these exposés to be brought to the public. They edit them. We know this for a fact. So the controlled media will continue to have a declining audience because the people awakening will see what is at stake and what is occurring through this awakening process, and they will know that they cannot trust most of the regular media, and what they are feeding as a pablum to the people that no longer serves them. So again, if you have something to ask the master or share, you can call 1-800-930-2819. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you're hearing the Master Saint Germain's prophecies for 2015. Discoveries of powerful new modes of communication, universal and instantaneous communication, using crystalline technologies, are already and will continue to occur, though it may take time to bring them into the marketplace, and there will, as there always is, be a power play amongst the powers that were, and those who are discovering these amazing new technologies to decide whether they will be brought forth free, as they should be, or delivered for a fee. Many of you know that, or some of you listening may know that Nikola Tesla discovered a way to bring forth free energy to the entire planet, and yet his discoveries were snuffed out, and now we have what we have, where we all have to pay for things that should be free, universal free energy. And you can Google Nikola Tesla, N-I-K-O-L-A, Tesla, T-E-S-L-A, find out more about his life, his discoveries, and what transpired. Even today we have the Tesla car, the company named after him, which is delivering cars, electric cars, and they're increasing their range. Saint Germain says that additional advancements will be made in this area, and prices will come down, and the powers that were cannot completely control the new discoveries from manifesting, because the energy, the oomph, the power, the dynamism of these powerful discoveries simply will come to bear to change our civilization as a whole. Though it may take decades and even centuries to fully and completely be accommodated within our civilization, it is happening. It cannot be stopped. Solar energy, crystal energy, and an awakened consciousness that powers these energies will come to be born within our civilization. And those that attempt to snuff out the new discoveries themselves will be held accountable for their actions, removed from the scene at certain times and at certain energetic periods, and the truth will prevail. Light bearers and light workers of numerous divinely sponsored activities will begin to collaborate more than they have in the past in beautiful new ways, using the various spiritual resources available to them, many of which they've been engaged in for decades and centuries, to co-create the divine world that many of us have been dreaming of and attempting to manifest for decades and centuries.
Okay, we're moving forward again. At this point, he's getting some questions from people, and it'll be a little bit faster if we just go to the answers. So, hold on a minute here.
Things and makes it appear that more are in a reactive mode than actually are. and the media feeds things. And
okay, he's talking here. He's answering a question about the young people that are reacting, and how can we help these young people to know the truth and not react. So we'll go on here.
Especially the social media. So in certain pockets, in certain inner cities where we've seen the violence, yes, there is kind of a portrayal of what is occurring. But overall, most of the youth desire the gentler way and the way that will bring about positive correctional change. Now, how do we get through to those who see violence as the only means to an end? We have to have leadership at the local level who models the way of Gandhi and Martin Luther King. We have to have these leaders stand up within these communities and decry violence. We have to pray for these leaders to appear and to awaken the people in a positive momentum and way. We cannot have certain leaders who are in the reactive mode, constantly playing upon those so-called evils of the past. And, of course, there have been past injustices and wrongs. So our first thing is to pray for divinely inspired leadership.
Okay, moving forward a little bit again here. This will probably come in the middle of a conversation at the end of a question, but bear with me. You'll hear all that you need to hear.
Within themselves, and as they are encouraged to do so by conscious spiritual leaders and those who are gifted with maybe a little bit more of that essence to help others through the teaching and sharing that is happening. So thank you, Kathleen. Wonderful story. Now back to St. Germain sharing. He says the tensions between Russia and the European Union and the USA and the UN and between Syria and the same Western power bloc will continue as the powers that were attempt to bring about conflict and war in order to move us toward a one-world government and economic system. Some who in the past have seemed to be our enemies or the enemies of freedom will actually be now known and seen as our friends, the friends of true freedom for transformative change, and they will help the light bearers to overcome the factors of control and of mass manipulation. Cyber espionage and computer hacking will continue and continue to make headlines as governments attempt to use these as control factors of the Internet in response, ostensibly to create greater security, and yet what does this bode? Same as 9/11. Many of us know it was an inside job, that it was actually for the purpose of going to war to create greater factors of control within our own Western world. More and more of what George Orwell wrote about in the book 1984 is coming to pass in an almost universal form of control. And yet, St. Germain says we cannot let this give us the sense of our own inner tension or anxiety. We are the arbiters of our own divine destiny. We are the freedom-loving ones, and we can emanate the light of freedom through our hearts. We can produce amazing and miraculous works by concerted and concentrated effort working to overcome these factors, and most of them are within ourselves. So when we see things in the outer world that we feel are controlling or limiting, look within, find those factors within ourselves, work on them, do Ho'oponopono, and you will become the victor over yourself first. And through the victory over yourself, you'll become the victor in a greater context for the planet.
Okay.
permaculture, natural health modalities and practices, and a return to honoring and working with Mother Earth in general will become more and more prevalent and commonplace among the general populace as greater numbers of people continue to experience unusual sicknesses and diseases due to genetic and chemical manipulation that has and will continue, unfortunately, to occur through agribusiness, through the pharmaceuticals, through chemical manufacturing companies and industries of all kinds. So again, people are returning to their roots, literally, and their roots will assist them in rooting out the darkness within of these control factors and things that are actually changing our DNA. Saint Germain says to watch some of the following countries for potentially dangerous and possibly catastrophic occurrences next year and in coming years. These can all be mitigated through prayer, divine intercession, through meditation, fasting, etc. And these countries are Italy, Japan, Indonesia, Hong Kong, and Malaysia, France, Australia, two nations in Central Africa, one country in Central America, and, of course, the United States of America itself. Some of these potential occurrences can be natural calamities. Others may involve what we seem to observe as terrorism, which some of these are actually false flag occurrences that bring about violence or destruction and murder, mayhem. We will see in certain areas additional social and civic unrest and upheaval. And the major thing that we all need to look for, Saint Germain says, is what is happening in the economy, in the financial sector. It is imperative that all of us be aware of what is really transpiring, that we get our own house in order financially, that we have reserves, that we have food, water, and what we truly have to have in order to be free. So a word to the wise is sufficient. The masters and others have been saying this for decades. It's not a fear tactic. It is what it is. Finally, I'd like to share with you that Saint Germain says that the release of his upcoming book, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, will spawn a greater inner search for divine truth and keys to advance transformative change throughout the world and both on a personal and planetary level. So this book is coming out in the next few months. Look for it. You can go to heartcenter.org, register online to receive our newsletters, our free communiques, and even a free ebook. We are grateful for your investment within our movement. So I'm David Christopher Lewis. I'm going to be signing off now from this program today, Heart Center Talk Radio, on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Thanks, Lauren, for being there behind the scenes, and blessings to you and your family and the entire WBLQ team and crew. You've been listening to David Christopher Lewis, and stay tuned for what's coming next. And by the way, I'll be back next Wednesday for a new show with just exciting new opportunities. Let me see who's coming next week. I hope you don't mind me going on here. Lauren?
Okay, that's basically the end. You can, if any of you have computers and are interested, you can go to heartcenter.org and listen. You just click on where it says Heart Center Talk, Transformation Talk Radio, and you can listen to any and all of the broadcasts that we have had. You can hear our past heart streams. There are many, many things that can be done, and we would love to have you call us, and we would love to help you and make you more familiar with our wonderful website that has so many answers to so many things. Right now, I want to just tell you a little bit more about the astrological predictions from someone who the masters seem to have gifted. And I want to confirm what Saint Germain says through David. and I quote, 2015 brings a continuation of uncertainty and disruptive events economically with negative shifts in the dollar. Conflicts with balance of power between the elites and the rulers of various nations. The most disturbing periods will be now through April 9th, several times during the year when we have eclipses, November 1st through December 13th, as far as the disruption among the powers that be or were regarding the economy of our planet. We are to prepare for unusually unstable weather, magnetic fluctuations, disruptive solar activity and earthquakes, tornadoes, etc., where clearings are required. Our planet is actually detoxing. I'm sure many of you have detoxed yourselves or worked on it, gone on a fast or a, what we call a mild food diet sometimes to detox. That's what our planet is doing. She is detoxing, and she is an entity, a live entity. And we are going through this with her, praying with her as she detoxes. Some people say, well, it's like she's going into labor pains as she ascends and comes up higher. There will be an exposure of super advanced technology, all of these things David mentioned in certain ways, and possibly the true origin of some of this technology, plus continuation of government power clashes, and efforts to prevent the newer technologies from being credited to the two true creators. So you might pray about that, because it would have been nice if we'd had free electrical utilities from Tesla all these years and he hadn't been blackmailed. There is power when you allow your Father, Mother, God, your higher self, to guard your life, which is one of the things David talked about a lot yesterday with Saint Germain, or it might have been the day before. I guess it was Wednesday. Yes, it was. Yeah, that was yesterday. When you allow your Father, Mother, God, your higher self to guard your life, your body, your heart, and your aura. Now, we are in this number 8 year, as he mentioned. Number 8 also means power. So there's power conflicts here, power conflicts, and we want to be empowered by the right sources, by Archangel Michael and Faith and all the archangels and all of the universal great white brother, light brotherhood and cosmic beings who love our planet. They will empower us if we just contact them. But the most important thing is to be walking with your Father, Mother, God, your I Am presence, your solar presence, your oversoul, your higher self, whatever you want to call this great one. And you may remember to contact me for copies of prayers that guard and protect you from negative energies and entities that occur this year. Now, this year, we will become more aware, have even more success by meditating with our I Am presence, our Father, Mother, God, if we truly make our Father, Mother, God our best friend, who, as the Bible says, sticketh closer than a brother. Call on it for everything you do, even what you should have for dinner. Do not allow conflict. Simply constantly call on your presence. Last night I had some conflict, and I called my presence to know what to do about a person in a group that I'm meeting with here in town that wanted to use a certain source that I knew would not be helpful. So I said to my presence, what should I do? And within seconds, I got an answer, and it worked. What is the golden crystal age that Saint Germain talks about? This age allows a new solar civilization to emerge here on this planet as she detoxifies, and we will be guided by love and light and miracles that will become everyday life to us, such as are occurring on the planet Venus right now. And I would encourage you to read a book called A Dweller on Two Planets by Philos the Tibetan to know more about life on Venus. It will be on Earth as it is in heaven, which many of us pray regularly for when we say the Lord's Prayer. I want to just read to you a little excerpt from A Dweller on Two Planets. Philos is visiting the planet Venus, where his twin flame is. And he says, no telescope will ever reveal human life on Venus. Not that it is not there, but its forms are of the one substance, in capitals, affected by a range of force and love, rendering them imperceptible to earthly eyes. You will not think the air any less material or electricity any less real because you cannot see them. Your eyes are limited in their visual range. If this one substance vibrates more or less rapidly than an exceedingly small length of time, producing corresponding minute force wavelengths, your eyes cannot see them. It's the same with your ears and hearing. If they're of the wrong decibels, the wrong level of vibration, you simply cannot hear them. Now, the amazing thing is that Venus is the twin planet of Earth, and Venus has arrived, so to speak. In Venus, all people have to do is point to the ground and visualize a plant growing, and it grows, and they immediately have food. It's quite different there, and this book, which tells all about it, will give you a wonderful understanding of what's really going on in Venus and what will be happening here as we go into the Golden Age. There will be no wars. Our universities, schools, colleges, and learning centers will be under the tutelage of Almighty God. There will be no more abortion, no money problems, no chemical contamination, no drug addictions, no astral entities, no evil governments, illness, military or warmongering, or harmful philosophies. The truth will be exposed. There will be no more room for lies because we will know what everyone is thinking. We will be so in tune on earth as it is in heaven. Remember that. It will be on earth as it is in heaven at this point, what we have been praying for centuries. Now, David mentioned in his talk yesterday, he said there's a place in Russia near the Baltic Sea where children have learned and are learning conflict resolution naturally. They learn to cook. They have built their own school. They have mentors. They teach the younger ones what to do and how to learn and the classes and the extra help they need at their own pace individually, similar to the Montessori schools that we have here. In today's schools, children are taught like robots. There is no allowance, not like we could have, for children who learn at a different rate and a different way. Myself, I do well when I'm standing up, moving, and walking around. And when I talk to people on the phone, I carry that phone all over and walk all over the house while I'm talking to them because I can think more clearly sometimes than if I'm sitting still. But what do you think it's like for children? It's very similar. If you ever watched a child learning something, hanging upside down, playing with his toes, taking his shoes off, doing all these different things while he's learning. So this will be a time when children are understood and learn correctly. David mentions that it's important to be prepared with extra water, with extra food, sources of heat, and possibly gold and silver. However, know this. Have an attitude of giving, because by doing so, it will be given back to you. In Luke 6:38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So keep this in mind if hard times come during your lifetime. Be ready to share as well as to receive. You will have all that you need if you're ready to share and give, and if you're prepared. Learn the four S's. That's a capital S. The four S's are service, sacrifice, selflessness, and surrender. Apply these four S's to every relationship. Take 5 to 10 minutes a day and meditate. And if you don't know how to meditate, every morning on our broadcast, we get a wonderful time of meditation with our wonderful director, Boyd Batten, and it's helping me a lot. Seek you first, your I Am presence and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you. according to Matthew 6:33. So don't become anxious. Seek first your Father, Mother, God, your I Am presence, and His righteousness. Now, some dates to be aware of when you will be tempted to feel stressed or perhaps frustrated or conflicted, as will your friends and family members that you should be aware of, are possibly March 20th, which is a total solar eclipse and spring equinox, April 4th, which is a full moon total lunar eclipse, June 21st, which is summer solstice, September 13th, which is a partial solar eclipse, September 23rd, which is our next equinox at the end of summer, September 28th, which is a full moon total lunar eclipse, and December 21st with the beginning of winter solstice. Some more dates that you should be aware of are when Mercury is retrograde. Don't ask me to explain this. I can just tell you that if I'm not careful to go deep within and get myself in alignment with my Father, Mother, God, I do some crazy things. Like one time I left my purse in the grocery cart, in the parking lot, in front of Walmart, got all the way home and realized what I had done. So you don't want that to happen. I did get it back, by the way. And some money was taken, but everything else was there. And everything worked out all right. But I learned a big lesson. So more dates to be careful of, again, are February 11th, May 18th, June 11th, September 17th, and October 9th. Those are periods of time when Mercury goes into retrograde. And if you have more questions on that or have some questions at the end here, feel free to ask them or Google the answers because they're all there. I want to mention right now, David talked about health. People are going to be struggling with illness. And the big epidemic that's happening right now that's kind of sad is an Alzheimer's disease. I'm seeing it all around me right and left. People that I've known for years don't remember who I am. People right here in town, people that are younger than me. And the four things that I might mention here, I mentioned this on a broadcast recently that if you had been listening, you might have heard. But the four things to be careful of are high fructose corn syrup, MSG and aspartame, aluminum, and partially hydrogenated oil. Alzheimer's has been increasing at such an alarming rate in recent years that it's now afflicting an estimated 5.2 million Americans and killing approximately 500,000 every year. So it's important to know where these things are, how to look on the labels of your food, look for the letters HFCS, and avoid those processed foods. They're in canned foods, boxed foods, and so forth. I might mention here that we have to deal with chemtrails, and if you see chemtrails or those things that look like tic-tac-toe markings above you in the sky, put your holy hands up there and say, Archangel Michael, we call upon you to transmute, dissolve, and change all of these chemtrails and make them harmless to us, because he promised he would do it if we call on him. So when you see those, call on him for that. So those are the main things that I wanted to say tonight. I just will mention one more thing about the aluminum. About 0.12% of the aluminum applied under your arms in the source of deodorants and antiperspirants is absorbed with each application. And when you multiply that by every day for a lifetime, it can add up to a massive amount of aluminum in your system. It's a poison that may be more toxic than mercury. And men have breast cancer also now at an increasingly alarming rate. So you guys, be careful out there and use some deodorants that come from your health food store if you can do that. I might mention just one more thing here. Going into this year without your Father, Mother, God is like riding a motorcycle without a helmet or brakes or goggles. You are asking for trouble. So if you don't feel like you have a close relationship with your Father, Mother, God, get in touch with us and we'll help you. We'll help you find it. Accordingly, in 2015, we are in a unique timing in which planetary influences have combined with cosmic forces that are not normally associated to astrological gravities to create a unique and succinctly intense purging in the paradigm of the new Earth. Past transgressions and unresolved conflicts that may have been hidden will surface at this time. It can be a time of misunderstanding, of overreaction and illusion if you're not walking close with your Father, Mother, God. In fact, this astrologist that I know says Pandora's box will remain open for a good part of 2015. And she says to remember, eclipses are apertures that combine light, planetary frequencies, geogravities, and collective thought. So may our collective thought be a thought of love. And this happens in our broadcasts. Our collective thought is not so much love, but fear and anxiety when we listen to the media, on the news, on television, and so forth. Eclipses offer a unique palette for both divine thought and higher vibrations of human collective thought to be imprinted if you turn to your Father, Mother, God. And David mentioned that strongly yesterday. Human biology and indeed the mental and emotional fields are absolutely influenced by your environment. And your environment includes far more than you consciously perceive, including gravity waves, light frequencies, ionic ratios, and mineralogical vibrations of the planet. Your physical body has a cellular consciousness. So, love that body. When he talked about Ho'oponopono earlier, that means you say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You can say this without saying it out loud. You can say it out loud to your body, to your parts of your body. Say it to your digestion. Hold your hands over your food when you're eating and purify that food if you're not sure what's in it. Over your vitamins, over everything you put in your mouth, whenever you are able to. If you can't do that, if you're in a public place, at least look at your food and send light through your eyes into your food and purify it. Call for purification of that food. Remember, the eclipses and these time changes are opportunities to go deep inside in meditation and in knowing your Father, Mother, God. And we welcome you to do that with us on our broadcasts. And I hope you all know how to get on them. And we assure you also that a new sun is dawning, and it's the sun of change. It brings the light of the magnificent new earth, and it is going to be magnificent in this new era. One person says, I will let this out, but you can put it on your back burner and just think about it. I shouldn't say one person, more than one. They suggest, I should say, that the Christic energies will be arriving around 2038. So that may or may not be true, because there's all kinds of stuff online that is not true, and some of it's there put by the dark forces just to lead you astray. And that's another reason to walk closely with your Father, Mother, God, and another reason why I trust the masters, as they speak through David Christopher Lewis, which has been so helpful to all of us. One last thing. Those of you of light will also be able to utilize the energies on the planet for co-creating the world of love, of humanity's ascension, our ascension. And remember, that ascension occurs one heart at a time. What you do individually and how each of you reacts adds to the collective. So, with that, I want to invite any of you to ask questions, and if I don't know the answer, I will find out. I will call on one of our team members, our HeartShare team members, who may know the answer, or we will find out and give you the answer as soon as possible. When you do this, you hit star 6, And then you speak, and when you are through speaking, hit star 6 again so another person can ask a question. So go ahead.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee, and I wanted to tell you that you were talking about the aluminum and the deodorant. Also, one of the things that they can do is that they can make their own home deodorant. There are recipes on the Internet, and there are many other things that you can do to help you. You can, like, make your own soaps, your own face cleaners, and then you will get away from the chemicals.
That's right. That's wonderful. There is so much online right now that I don't care what anybody says. Online is a great place to go, along with your father, mother, God, and learn how to make your own things and do things for yourself. You can learn everything about gardening also online.
And then also another thing, like they say to store your food, well, you have to also watch the foods that you buy in the stores, because used to the canned foods were fairly good. They had a lot of sodium in them, but when that in the spring and the summer when that you have your organic foods, you can also take those, you could freeze them, and you could also can them. So that might be another avenue they would want to look at.
Yes, that's another avenue. I just realized we need to say a closing sealing prayer. Donna Dreegan, if you are there, would you mind hitting star 6 and sealing the whole session? And then anybody who would like to go, feel free to leave. And if you would like to stay and ask more questions or pray with us, you may.
In the name I am that I am, we call to Saint Germain. We are very grateful for this night, for this information. And we will do our very, very best to uphold all that you have mentioned so that we can bring in the golden age. And we ask your blessing to go with everyone on this call that they may meditate on everything that has been said so that we may become triumphant warriors for God. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Thank you, Donna. Okay, do we have any more questions? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was wondering about if you mentioned anything about this planet X that's headed towards the Earth and its gravitational pull on our planet.
You know, we hear things like that all the time, and people become anxious and worried and afraid. If you feel anxious about it, if anybody feels anxious about this, you just hold up holy hands or just lay there and meditate with your Father, Mother, God, and ask them what you should do or what attitude you should take. So far, we haven't been destroyed. There have been some indications that in past evolutions, there has been some amazing things that hit our planet. But I do believe that we are being protected by the masters, by the cosmic beings who are working with them, by the angels, and by the fact that we are praying with our Mother Earth and helping her detox and come up higher. So I don't think you need to worry about it. I know the gravitational pull is real high on that, but the only thing I know to do about it is pray and give it to God, to your Father's Mother Self. So I wouldn't worry about it. You're going to hear a lot of people thinking, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? I don't think we have to worry about it. I think perhaps the shadow government is worried about it, but that's their problem. Any more questions? Okay, then let's take some prayer requests. Does anybody have a request that we can pray for you or put on our prayer chalice for you?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee again, and I want to ask for prayers for my friend Pat in New Orleans, and I will try to make this brief. She has a lot of health issues. She has a grandson that is 16, And he has the mentality of a six-year-old. And then also Pat's daughter, Lisa, about 10 days ago, she was in surgery for breast cancer, and the mammogram did not show the extent of the surgery, so they were in surgery for 8 hours. And so now things are not looking too good. And so from the way that Pat explained it, she's very upset, and it doesn't appear that the daughter will survive. So I do ask prayers for her, and then I ask for prayers for Ted because he was having a breathing problem, and we went to the emergency room, and they thought he was having a heart attack. Well, he wasn't. The questions they were asking him, he had the doctors scratching their heads, but his blood pressure was bouncing around. And so they went in and they checked the heart to see if there was a blockage, and there was a piece of plaque, and they pushed the plaque against the artery wall and put in a stent, and they've got him on medication, and you know how opposed I am to that. And so I asked for prayers for him, and now they think he has COD. Well, you know, I truly believe that doctors and hospitals have a time and a place, but I'm a firm believer in the prayer. So I ask for prayer for him and prayer for me for substance and sustaining. And then I ask for prayers for my friend Sharon. They said she has stage 4 breast cancer and hospice has been called in.
Okay. Now, Lee, what is Pat's last name?
Yuval,
U-V-A-L-L?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to put U-V-A-L-L. And her daughter, Lisa.
I don't know Lisa's last name.
How old is she?
I would guess she is probably about 38 to 48.
Okay, in her 30s or 40s. All right, good. Okay, we will pray for Pat Yuval and her daughter and her issues with her 16-year-old mentally retarded son,
mm-hmm.
and for Pat's health issues, for your husband, Ted,
mm-hmm.
With his breathing problem, with his possible COPD, with his blood pressure, with the stent that was put in, and it's a good thing they saw that plaque could have been a major heart attack.
Well, see, I'm a firm believer that it was God's way because he was having problems breathing, so I just took him to the emergency room, and I felt like it was God taking care of us.
Wonderful. And we will pray for Sharon. What's Sharon's last name?
Prosberg, P-O-R-S-B-E-R-G.
P-O-R-S-B-E-R-G?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Prosberg.
Uh-huh.
All right, we got that. Okay, thank you, Lee.
And
are there any more requests?
Me.
Yes.
And for me, just for strength and substance.
That's right, Lee for strength and substance. Lee Lippert.
Thanks, babe.
Okay, you're welcome. Do we have any more prayer requests tonight? Barbara, if you're still on there, we'd like to know how Philip is doing, how your new job is coming, if you're still there.
Yes, I am here. Philip's doing okay. He's going through the process of having his a VA disability level reviewed, so it's just a game of waiting until we get another appointment. So, but he's working every day and seems to be himself, you know.
Okay.
I'm
VA review.
Yeah, I'm tired, but I like my job. I'm good at it. It's great to be able to earn some income again. I'm very grateful for that. I do
Wonderful.
Have a prayer request for my friend, our friend Claire Foshi, who's been seeing us. She drove to Austin today and had an interview there. That's where she would really like prefer to live. And
okay.
We'll see. I hope that works out.
Excellent. We'll pray for her and for the job in Austin. That's Claire Foshee. Is it F-O-S-H-E?
F-O-S-H-E-E. Yeah, and of course, if she gets a job in Austin, she's going to need a place. So a job and a place to live in Austin.
Okay, a job and a place to live. All right. Anybody else with any prayer requests tonight?
Hi, Donna. This is Mary in San Francisco.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I would just like to ask for prayers for me for perfect health and balance, and also for the perfect job and place to live.
Health, balance, job, and place to live. Now, did you say Mary or Marion?
No, this is Mary.
Mary.
Bruton.
Oh, yes, Mary. Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Hi.
All right. Good. I just realized who you were, Mary Bruton. Okay, and place to live. We've got that down. And are you going to stay in San Francisco?
Well, I do have a plane ticket to go back to Mississippi on March 1st. So I'll be going back there for a little while.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm looking for a job here, too.
Okay. We'll put the right place and the right job. All right. And good health.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. Okay. Do we have anybody else that would have a request?
Hi, Donna. This is Anna in Marietta, Georgia.
Hi, Anna in Georgia.
How are you, honey?
And we're good. And how are you?
I need your prayers. I'm under a lot of pressure. Not only on my emotional, but on my financial. And my blood pressure is in the helping. I am very stressed out.
Okay,
your
we
situations
will...
and stuff. And family situation right here with Jerry.
Yes.
So if you can please pray with me because he doesn't want to help out on anything to cooperate with me on the financial stuff.
Okay.
So please pray for me.
I will. We will all pray for you, Anna. We will pray for you complete and total emotional and physical well-being, for your financial well-being, and for Jerry and the rest of your family.
For a job to come up, please.
Excuse me?
For a job to come up.
For your...
I need a job because I lost the job that I had.
Oh, yes. For a good, for the right job. Boy, everybody needs jobs these days, don't we?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Thanks, Anna.
God bless, honey.
Yes, you're welcome.
For all of us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Such a blessing. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we will be praying. Okay, do we have any more prayer requests?
Yeah, Donna, this is Shola. Can you
hi,
hear me?
Shola.
Hi, Donna. Yeah, my sister was on the phone also, but she had to leave. But she wanted me to thank you for the class and everything, and she really enjoyed it. And she wanted me to ask for prayers for herself and Nick and Deanna. And Deanna's sister, Marianne, they're all starting new jobs.
Okay.
And, you know, so to pray that they're financially stable and that they're happy in their new jobs, please.
Okay. Financially stable. Now, Lola has a new job, and how is it going for her?
Well, she hasn't started yet, so that it'll start actually on Monday. She started one. That's another long story, but basically... She's starting, like, a new job at a VA. It's a VA hospital, and it's on a Indian reservation.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah. So she's going to start that next week. And so she and my dad are driving to – it's outside of Arizona. So I guess we should pray for that, too, that they get there safely and back. But – And then Nick just started a new job this past Monday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's really good. So everybody's prayers, thankfully, has helped him find something. And then Deanna and her sister are also, I believe they're looking for new jobs. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we need to pray for them too, please.
New jobs required. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
This is Joanne in Portland.
Hi, Joanne in Portland. So good to talk to you.
Yeah, I just want to add Tamara Bell, who recently was diagnosed with lupus, has been in ICU for the last 4 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
And having to undergo dialysis.
Mm.
So add her to the prayer list, please.
Yes, Tamara Bell. I've got her down here.
Okay, thank you. Nice to hear the class. It was good.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you were there. Wonderful.
Thank you. I would like that 800 number. I didn't get it. Do you have it at hand?
An 800 number?
Yeah, David gave an 800 number.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can find that and give it to you. That number actually is only good when he has a radio broadcast. Which
I see. Is that Transformation Radio?
Exactly. It's a Transformation
okay.
Radio.
Okay, I'll go on Heart. Center.org and
yeah, it's
no
good anymore.
Okay.
We can't ask him any more questions on Transformation Radio anymore. So that's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can go there and listen, right?
Yes, you can go there and hear all the wonderful interviews and things that he did with some amazing people. And with the, if you want to hear the class from tonight, you can hear that.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, do we have any more prayer requests tonight before we start?
This is Carlene.
Hi, Carlene.
From Sioux City.
Yes.
I'd like prayers, of course, for Lois Bjork.
Yes.
She's still having problems, of course, with Alzheimer's.
I know.
And
we will keep her in our prayers.
Also for my son, Mark, who... needs a job. He's in auto body repair, but can't seem to get a job in that. He's 50 years old, so it's kind of hard.
That's Bart. Did you say his name was Bart?
Yes, B-A-R-T-H.
Right.
And O-T-H. Also my son, Bruce, who
okay.
Needs peace in his heart.
He what?
Needs peace in his heart.
Okay.
And my son Dan, who has chronic leukemia.
Oh, my. Okay. Got that down,
myself,
son Dan, with leukemia. I just wrote it. I'm just repeating what you said. Your son Dan has chronic leukemia.
Yes.
Okay. I've got that down, too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And good health for myself.
Okay, we've got that down, too, for you, Carlene. Good health for yourself.
Yes. Thank
okay.
you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you.
Okay, any other prayer requests tonight? Was that a request? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let's see. Dwayne, if you're still there, and Donna, and I don't know if Sharon is there, or Barbara, or Lenore, I'm not sure who's there. So I will
Donna
call
Driven.
On your name. Hello?
I'm here, Donna.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Donna, if you would take, let me give you the first couple here.
Is that Pat?
Yeah, Pat Uvall. In New Orleans with the health issues, and she has a 16-year-old mentally retarded son who needs a lot of care, and her daughter Lisa with a major cancer problem, and it doesn't look good for her. And if you would take Lee Lippert's request for her husband Ted, who has COPD, stent in his heart, and other health problems, and also if you would take Lee, who is taking care of him, and she's, under stress. That's the Lipperts, L-I-P-P-E-R-T-S, Lee and Ted. And then there is, okay, that's plenty for right now, and we'll see what happens. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay, good. Would you take Sharon Porsberg, who has stage 4 breast cancer, and if you would take Mary Bruton in San Francisco, she needs the right job, the right place to live, and she needs prayer for her health and good balance.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, she's trying to decide between San Francisco and Mississippi. So those two, Sharon and Mary. And let's see, is there anybody else on the line that can help us? Dwyn or Cindy or Lenore, are any of you there? Okay, then I will take Anna Bodoff, and I will take Shola and her
Hello?
Request. Hello?
This Dwyn? Is Dwyn. I guess
oh,
I was
good.
Muted.
Dwyn, could you take Anna Bodoff? She requires prayer for a job for herself.
Yes.
She's going through a lot of emotional upheaval, blood pressure problems. Her husband Jerry has health problems, and her family, they just all need prayers for their health.
Right.
And her for a job as well. And then if you could pray for Shola. Shola's significant other is named Nick. He just got a job, and we need to pray for that to be a good situation. And pray for her sister, Dr. Lola. I call her Dr. Lola.
Right.
It's Dr. Lola Wright, Reese. And she's just starting a job on the Indian reservation in the medical situation there.
Right.
And she's driving to Arizona with her dad, I think Monday. So pray for that. Good. Okay, good. We got that.
Okay.
And pray
Adana?
For Yes.
This is Lee. Ted doesn't have COD. They just are going to do testing to check that out.
Okay. Well, we'll pray that that will be the right thing, that they'll come up with the right thing.
Thank you, babe.
Mm-hmm. And then, Dwyn, if you could pray for Deanna. That's Lola and Shola's friend, Deanna, and her sister. Is her sister Marianne?
Yeah, Marianne.
Lola? Marianne.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. These people all either have new jobs or they are requiring jobs.
Yeah.
And let's see. I will take the last ones here. I'll take Tamara and Carlene. So we'll take them in that order. Donna Dregan, if you'll go ahead and start.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. In the name I am that am, we call to Mother Mary, Jesus, Magda, the healing angels, Hilarion, Raphael. We ask that you overshine Pat Yuval. Help her go through this trial with her family. Give her strength. Please surround Lisa, that she be clear, if at all possible, of breast cancer. Please be with her son, 16-year-old young man. Go deep within his heart. Surround him with angels at all times. We ask this.
Okay, darling. Yeah, we're about to finish up here.
In the name I am that I am, we ask for help for Lee, Liebert, for strength and sustenance for her, and that Mother Mary and Raphael and Jesus and Magda, the healing angels, surround them also and surround Ted when he's being tested. Let everything go well. Let everything be perfect. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Hey, Barbara.
Okay. Oh, blessed Mother Mary and our
to Raphael, we call to you and to the healing angels and the comfort angels to surround Sharon Parsberg and to help her as she deals with stage 4 cancer. We pray for the right treatments for her so she will be as comfortable as possible. We pray for her peace of mind and heart and for her protection, for the guidance and comfort of her family members and her loved ones and friends. We ask the same blessing for everyone who's dealing with life-threatening illnesses, especially cancer, to give them peace of mind and heart and to find God's love in and through this challenging situation. We also pray for Mary Bruton, for her health, her balance, the right job and place to live. Help her choose wisely for herself and find just the right situation, whether she stays in San Francisco